Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, bucks and pucks turned pretty quickly to shucks and something else last night as we finally got those two channels, right, from AT&T Sports. We've been haggling over, wanting them. So if there was a simultaneous game, the Penguins and the Pirates, we could watch both or flick back and forth, and they wouldn't have to choose over both or over one or the other. Now, my kids, they do this every once, and they think they're funny, even though this is old. It's jumped the shark like 5 years ago. You know, Chris, you have this too, where sometimes you just got to play along with your kids because they don't understand some things are dated, and you're just like, whatever. And so they will, on their iPad, send me something that I'll know eventually it's going to turn into this right here. And you're like, I'm going to play along. Yeah. I'm going to get Rickrolled, right?
Right.
So
right.
You're watching the Penguins game, and all of a sudden, this happens.
Here's Blackwell breaking through. His pass deflects in.
Okay. So I'm like, all right, I'll flick over to the Pirate game. And you're
gets away the pickoff try by Cahill. He slings it past Moran. It deflects off the box seat.
And then you're
and
like,
the shallow right. Moran picks
okay.
it up.
Okay.
The time
whatever.
He gets the ball in for Kevin Newman.
It felt like one big Rickroll last night. All darn night. It's like you flick one thing to another. Comedy of errors. We get our two stations and then all night. The whole time. Any highlight that you you're like, when does this end? And you had to at some point just laugh. As the Pirates lost 14-1, the Penguins lost 8-4. With the Pirates, you kind of laugh because you know what you're expecting this year. With the Penguins, though, there's something serious at play that now there's two games in a row where you go, the defense has to play a whole lot better.
Yeah, you're right, though. It was rough. Like, you sit down at about a quarter to seven, a couple minutes beforehand, right? Because the games start a little bit
trying
earlier
to figure out
now,
that four-digit channel for the one. You're trying, you know, right?
Or if you're lucky and you got that Xfinity remote, you just say, Pirates.
Yes.
And it pulls the game up for you, right? And then at about five after seven, you go, Penguins. And it pulls that game up for you, and you're just going back and forth, back and forth, hitting that last button, right? And nothing good is happening. Nothing good in Cincinnati. And when it feels like for a second something might be turning in New York after Sully calls the timeout and McCann scores a goal, and you're like, okay, 3-1, this is doable. And the Rangers get one late in the first period, and it just continues to roll downhill from there. It was not a good bucks and pucks kind of night, and you just hope that the next opportunity we get for that, it will turn out a whole lot better. Maybe not on one side, because like you said, the Pirates are...
You didn't want it to end like... And then it ends like this.
There's a line drive by Barnhart into right center. Another run in. Defoe cuts it off. Barnhart... with his third hit.
It's rare brownie sounds.
I'm serious. I was waiting for him to pop on the screen. Like, where's Rick Astley?
It's rare brownie sounds so defeated in the first week of April. But last night was one of those nights. And again, like you said, with the Penguins, it's a scary sign maybe of the way things have gone the last couple of games that you hope things aren't backsliding. As the playoffs approach. That's probably the biggest takeaway from both of those things last night, because no one looks at the Pirates and says, oh, 14-1 to the Reds. That's totally unexpected. But 8-4 to the Rangers.
Oh, they
For a team that gave up more than three just once the entire month of March, that's the one that you look at and scratch your head a little.
They look at this.
And the Penguins have given up 14 goals in their last two games. Here's Hedl, open man, score!
And you go, when does Rick Astley jump on my screen? You're right about that, though. They have given up far too many goals, and you can't look at Jarry, you can't look at the Smith. Did they help their cause? No. But the way that Matheson played, and you scratch your head. The way that Sidney Crosby has a bad game, you scratch your head. The way that they outshoot the Rangers 45-25. The way that they controlled the faceoff circle, you scratch. And maybe what you can do, if this was independent, and that's what I'm trying to keep in focus this morning. If this was just independent, you'd scratch it off as, what a bad game. Just what you have these every once in a while, a total clunker of a game. But because it comes on the heels of a really bad second period against Boston,
you just
hope it's not a trend. But I do think, here's the thing, I'm going to give it one more game to make sure it's not a trend, because I don't think it is yet. I think it's just a crashing of crazy circumstances, and here's why. How often are you going to see Sidney Crosby be part of the problem? And he was last night.
In particular, that Zibanejad goal that really made things feel like everything was caving in the first period. You're right. That's what gives you hope that it was an outlier, because Crosby's not going to play like that more than once every, couple of months? He's not due for games like that. It is concerning to me that they played as well as they did. And again, I referenced the entire month of March where they gave up more than three just once. It was in that come-from-ahead loss to the Flyers at the beginning of March where they lost 4-3. And it tells me that this team knows how to play, right? Mm-hmm. Even with all the people out of the lineup that they've had out of the lineup over the last month, they found a way to play the right way. And again, maybe that's part of it. Maybe they looked at themselves and said, hey, we're without player A, player B, player C, and player D, and we've got to just do what we have to do to maintain, play a smart game, and cash our two-point tickets where we can and move forward. And now as they start to get guys back to health, even though Tanev's out again, maybe they look at it and say, all right, maybe they lose focus. Maybe they play a little more freewheeling. Maybe they lose track of their defensive responsibilities. I don't know what it is, but you're right. It would be a whole lot easier to dismiss as an outlier, for me anyway, if it didn't come on the heels of that second period in Boston, and if it weren't 14 goals, 15 goals if you count Marchand's empty netter Saturday.
Right.
15 goals in the last two games. And none of it really being on the goalies. Like, if the Smith or Jarry had had a clunker in one of those two, that would help you feel a little bit better too, to be quite honest, because you'd look at it and go, okay, goalie had a bad night. But between the second period in Boston and all three periods last night, you look at it and go, yeesh, this was a total team breakdown.
Then he hit the back button.
Pitch to Stallings. Ground ball short. This will be a 6-4 put out and the final out. That is the ball game and the final score. Reds 14, Pirates 1.
Yo. That's the Rickroll moment when you're watching the Pens game and you flip back over to the Bucko game and Philip Evans is pitching. And you go, what the hell?
How did we get here? It started as a beautiful day in Pittsburgh. How it started, how it ended. It was one of those. It was a beautiful day. It was nice. You go for a walk. You maybe grill out. You say, I got to get all this done by about 6:40 with the Pirate game.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch some of that. And by 7:20, you're like, what in the hell did I do all this for? I got a shower early. I sped up dinner. My affairs are in order for tomorrow morning. I laid my clothes out, brushed my teeth. Why? Anyway, you have one of those on the calendar every once in a while. So hopefully they hitch up their bootstraps and get it together as their seasons push forward.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.